Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell is our guest on Brewers 360 this morning. All right, Skipper, assuming you agree that Bull Durham is the greatest baseball film of all time, I guess that's a broad assumption. Where, I guess, does Field of Dreams rank? And two-part question for you. Do you have any designs of walking out of that cornfield one day with the crew?
I mean, Field of Dreams is a really good one. I like Field of Dreams a lot. Because it's not always a baseball movie, I guess, which I always kind of liked. It'd be fun to play in the game. I thought last year the game, like, it looks great on TV. Mm-hmm. I think it looks really, really cool on TV. You're in the middle of nowhere. You're in the middle of cornfields, literally. But on TV, I thought that game last year was incredible.
Okay, but best baseball movie of all time, then?
Which is it?
Right.
I'd go Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah,
I told you, Eric.
Yeah, Bull Durham seems to represent what is really talked about, right, in the clubhouse, on the field, right, Craig? I mean, just, like, let's strip away everything. This is what really happens in a baseball game, especially at the minor league level.
Yeah, it's at the minor league level, it feels like life. Like, it was the Hollywood version of it, but really, really good.
Well, and if sports is a metaphor for life, there's good stuff in there. I mean, like, respect the streak, that whole thing about, man, if a guy thinks he's, you know, pitching well because he's wearing women's underwear or breathing through this eyelid or whatever the line is, then he is. And you should know that. You have to respect it. That's a life lesson.
That is. That is absolutely a life lesson. That's confidence, right? That's all that is confidence, and that's one of the most important things you can have.
Speaking of that, Skip, I got to bring this up because Vince won't bring it up himself. So he's having a good run here. Vetrano had a great weekend golfing where you won some tournament, right? A two-day tournament.
I won my flight in our club championship.
And he played really well last night in tennis, right? You had a great tennis.
I'm in a zone, man. It's happening.
So
it's all happening.
It's a real thing, right?
Yeah.
Of course it's a real thing. Yeah, man. And you can hear it in his voice, can't you?
I mean, talking a little prouder today, sitting a little higher in the chair.
Exactly.
Well, just like that. See, things turn around quick, Craig. You guys will be fine against the Rays tonight. I know it's been kind of a weird last week and a half here. You keep a good vibe on the clubhouse, right? What is the mood? What is the pulse on the clubhouse after the whole trade deadline passed, after this recent stretch of games at home?
Well, I mean, I think the baseball season is such a you have to be ready to go through ups and downs. And you know, we timed one of our bad weeks at a time that was unfortunate and really unexpected because, frankly, we've played two teams that were struggling. So it's, you know, that's just part of the season. It's unfortunate, but we have what's ahead of us, and there's always a game the next day, and you have to think like that. It gives you a chance to get going well again, and that's our opportunity starting tonight. But we played a bad week of baseball, and you know, there's never a good time to do that, and that's including last week.
Yeah, Craig, I think fans will look at it and say it all coincides with the trade of Josh Hader. Is that a fair or reasonable assessment?
Well, it did. I mean, we can't say it didn't because it did. And so, you know, that happened. And also, we played bad baseball also. So it's, you know, that's the reality of it. And I don't think we need to hide from it. We need to play better.
Got the Rays coming to town tonight. Fared well against the AL East. Craig, if you need to tell the guys anything, just, you know, tell them it's a simple game. You throw the ball, you catch the ball, you hit the ball. You got it? No more lollygagging.
Huh? Yeah.
Another life lesson from Bull Durham. Yeah, more lollygagging. What's that make you, Larry? Lollygaggers. 7:51. Thanks, Craig. Mark Tauscher is next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. You know what that makes you, Larry?
Lollygaggers.